Well, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word still is God. The last part's not scripture, but I know it's true. I want to talk about the process of salvation that everybody goes through. Try and lay it out a little at a time. The Lord gave us scriptures. That it was first the blade, then the head, and grain in the head, and then the harvest. It's a process of a plant, and the sower goes out to sow the seeds, and the seed is the Word of God. And we use the Word of God to help inspire faith in people that are not walking in faith, that are not believing in Jesus. The unbelievers, some of them are little children that mothers are bringing up, but that's not the area that I've been called to. And there's two different kinds of bringing people to faith. That's one of them, where when you nurture them up and train them up in the training and admonition of the Lord, and you bring them to church and you teach them about Jesus and God and everything as they're growing up. That's one way of doing things. So there's a lot of folks that did not have godly upbringings, and they really don't know very much or anything at all to speak of about God. And they heard about Jesus. Everybody in America has heard about Jesus. They can't get away from it. There's a lot of Christians in this nation. But there's a whole lot of people that didn't get saved yet. They're not adopted yet. And some of those people can be saved. And our heart is to go into all the world and reach out with the love of God to get these people saved. Some of these people are our relatives. Some of them are real close to us, and we care about them. And they're not saved, and they're lost, and some of them have demons, and they really just stab us in the back and spit in our face like they did to Jesus. Because they're going to treat us, the world's going to treat us exactly like they treated Jesus when he was here. They're not going to like us. They're not going to like us. Not usually, no, because see, we can't help it. We have this agenda, you know. We want everybody to have a relationship with God, and they're busy with their head in the mud, and we don't want to be bothered. They got their head is in all their interests or revolve around the lust of the flesh. They're in the mud, and they don't want to come out of the mud. They like it in the mud. They want to be like the little pigs rolling in the mud. But the process of salvation is we sow some seeds of faith with love, and we water them, and we help people understand that God really is God, there really is a God, and that's the first step of growing faith, is you got to get people to look up and recognize one way or another, because the line has gone forth throughout the whole world, you know, it's the sun rises. Well, the sun doesn't rise. The world turns. And God is the creator of all this. And if you have any understanding at all, you can recognize God as God. Well, there's a lot of people that don't have very much understanding. And our job is to help these people who are still lost, you know, that didn't grow up in godly households, and didn't get saved yet, or they got the demons, or one way or the other, they're just not interested in the relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The desires of our heart is to help them enter into the glory and the grace of God through Jesus Christ. And that's in Jesus Christ. And that's the blade. That's the beginning of this plant. So it is a process, but the first step is not the Savior. The first step is not talking to him about Jesus. That's not really the seeds that we sow. That's not the first step. The first step, because nobody comes to the Lord unless the Father first draws him, and unless they hear the law and the prophets, they will not believe, even if one should rise from the dead. And this is an important scripture, and it's talking about the process of salvation. They're not going to believe in Jesus, which means receive him as their Lord and Savior. They won't have any understanding why they need a Savior. until they recognize that God is God, they are not God, and that they have to do with God. They have to come to terms with God. They have to bend the knee. They have to understand why they have to bend the knee. There's a lot to help people understand. But it starts with helping them recognize that God is God and they're not God. That's the first step. And we use the Word of God and love to help these people, to nurse them along. Because a lot of them have been abused and mutilated religiously through upbringings in the wrong kind of religion. Or in just religion and no spirit, no faith, you know. And so it's a real work, and anybody who's listening to this recording is interested in doing that work. And I'm just going to end this part of the recording here because there's a couple other after this. This is just the beginning, and we don't bring people to the Savior until there's something to be saved from, because it doesn't make any sense to them, because it doesn't make any sense. You don't need a Savior until there's something to be saved from. So there has to be judgments, and they can't have a judgments without a law, and you can't have a law unless there's a God that gives a law, and God gave a law so you could find out how much of a sinner you really are, and then you can know you need a Savior. But it's a process. So this is the first part, and the second part's coming right up, praise the Lord. So hang on and take another bite of meat. God bless you. Another bite of meat.